it's gone more popular in the last sort of five, six years than that. I mean, since about 2001, since bands like The Strokes, White Stripes, Libertine started putting out limited edition 7 inches, and then bands started doing coloured vinyls, things like that, it's come more popular again, you know. But certainly in the last 5 or 6 years, I think we had a record shop for about 18 years doing like new releases and things like that. But what we noticed in about 2006 is that everybody was just downloading or different ways of listening to music anyway. And so it went very quiet for a few years. But since about 2010, I think gradually people have got back into wanting to physically have something to own. So I like to sit down and put a record on. But for ease of use, it is handy to have Spotify and things like that. But certainly for sound quality with the right setup, I prefer to play records. I think what people have with records, you know, if you have an old David Bowie LP, it has a gatefold sleeve, you open it up and you can read the lyrics. And then it often has a poster with it, things like that, which with Spotify, you don't get anything like that. So I think that's what people like. I've always had a record shop since about 18 or 19. Sadly, we had to close our shop in 2006 when it felt like it was coming to an end, you know, physical products. And then we opened again in 2009, just because it was something I've always done. We could sense that vinyl was coming back a bit. It wasn't really that. It was just something that we've always done. But thankfully, it's come at the same time as people getting back into vinyl.